Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look at the local and area schedule for the holiday coming up. Also, a Brewer win. Another come-from-behind win for the exciting Brew crew. Those stories and more in a moment.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Lots of things canceled yesterday, including Church League softball. Canceled again. Commissioners will announce schedule makeup games soon. It appears they will be playing on a couple of Thursday nights during the month of July, but that is officially yet to be determined. Rescheduled games coming up. The regularly scheduled ones for next Tuesday include, on East Diamond at 7 o'clock, Richland Baptist Temple 1 takes on the Mission. Church of the Nazarene will umpire. At 8:15, Church of the Nazarene plays St. Mary's. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, Richland Baptist Temple 2 takes on Bethel Lutheran. Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. And at 8:15, Boscobel Assembly of God plays Free Methodist. Bethel Lutheran will umpire. Tuesday night men's golf league action at Quail Run was canceled last night because of wet grounds. Hometown and Baseball is hoping to get its games in this weekend. Michael Hernan has more about the schedule.
It is always a tradition for Hometown Baseball Sunday League to have a full slate on the 4th of July. Here's the aerial action on the day, starting with the northern section. Cazenovia will be at Wisconsin Dells. Ashton will travel to Wanakee. Ashton will clinch a playoff spot with a win and a plain loss. Sauk Prairie will be at Mazomanie. Sauk Prairie clinches a playoff spot with a win and a plain loss. And Plain will be at Reedsburg. For the western section, Argyle will be at Wyota. Blanchardville travels to Shulsburg-Benton. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb will be at Hollandale. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb can clinch a playoff spot with a win and a Blanchardville loss. Hollandale clinches a playoff spot with a win. Ridgeway will travel to Dodgeville. Muscadet will be at Belleville. And Verona will travel to Arena. Congratulations on Dodgeville and Verona for clinching playoff spots. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Coming up on the 4th in Lone Rock, this year it will be a great kickoff to the Lone Rock Celebration, hosted by the River Valley Cross Country Team, a 5K water walk run as well. Steve Stetler, who's helping to organize that, he's River Valley's head cross country coach as well. He says all ages are welcome.
It's a family-friendly environment, really just getting out, being active, having some fun. I try to keep the cost very minimal. A lot of the events seem to keep going up every year, but it's $15 per person, and you get a t-shirt as long as the supplies last. But if you order on or if you enter online, there's a slight fee for that. But that's still, in my opinion, very cheap for summer events. But yeah, family, all ages are welcome. You can run it, you can jog it, you can walk it. And you'll probably get a little wet. I walked through the community. Lone Rock has been great, not only the 4th of July committee, but the community as well. They'll set up sprinklers, squirt guns, hoses, whatever. And if you want to get sprayed, cool down a little bit, they're more than happy to oblige.
Steve talked about where the proceeds from the race funds will go.
So the proceeds go to help the River Valley Cross Country Team, and it's a lot of just kind of the team bonding stuff that goes on throughout the year, whether it's a dinner, a pizza party, some t-shirts throughout the season. Sometimes it helps with gear that isn't covered under the normal funding that we get from the schools, uniforms, warm-ups, different things like that. But it's all kind of that team, family atmosphere that cross country is.
$15 is the registration fee. Runners can still register the day of the race. You can also go to register online at gofan.co/app/school. For more information, you can contact Steve Stettler at 608-712-7037. The Brewers scored two runs in the ninth inning to come from behind for a 4-3 win in Colorado last night. The winning run crossed the plate when Rhys Hoskins was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Willie Adames had tied it with a sacrifice fly. Trevor Miguel shut down the Rockies for his 18th save. The series is even going into tonight's game. Colin Ray will be looking for his 8th victory. The Brewers do it again, coming from behind, which is something that has become certainly the normal this year for this year's Brewer Club. It is the 26th come-from-behind victory for the Brewers on the season. That is a major league most, and their last 6 wins have all been come-from-behind victories. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, it was a win for St. Louis over Pittsburgh, 7-4. The Mets, 7. Washington, 2. San Francisco, 5-3 over Atlanta. Philadelphia beat the Cubs, 6-4. Dodgers 6, Arizona 5. In the American League, Cleveland 7, the White Sox 6. Toronto beat Houston 7-6. Minnesota over Detroit 5-3. Tampa Bay 5, Kansas City 1. Baltimore 2-0 over Seattle. And Oakland was a winner 7-5 over the Angels. Boston beat Miami 8-3. Cincinnati 5, the Yankees 4. Texas 7-0 over San Diego. Bucks general manager John Horst is downplaying the chances that the team will make a blockbuster deal. The website Dairyland Express reports Horst refers to the team's 6 core players who already know how to compete at a high level. If a trade is to be made, one or more of those 6 would be leaving. Multiple reports indicate Milwaukee would trade Brook Lopez, Pat Connaughton, or Bobby Portis for the right players. Based on Horst's comments, maybe not. Several Eastern Conference teams have improved their rosters, and since the Bucks finished the last half of the season at 17-19, it would suggest improvement is needed. Bronny James says the opportunity to play professionally alongside his famous father played no role in his decision to enter the NBA draft. Now that the 19-year-old son of LeBron James has been selected by the Lakers, Bronny says he can still handle all the extra attention and pressure while the James family makes basketball history. Bronny reiterated that he didn't jump to the NBA because his 39-year-old father is still an active player, acknowledging he didn't necessarily share his father's off-stated dream of playing in the league together. That's an update on sports today. I'm Phil Nee.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
It's All-Star Game season for many of the state's top graduated seniors across several sports. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
One of the goals for many of the state's top senior athletes is to do well enough in their career to get selected for a senior All-Star game. Several sports host such events, including a few that took place last week. The Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association holds games for both boys and girls at Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. The girls' basketball All-Star games were last Wednesday, with a game for each of the 5 divisions. High scoring honors on the day went to Elkhart Lake Glenbula's Corin Fromm, who had 24 points in the Division 5 game. Thursday saw the boys' games played at the JAG. High scores ruled the day, with at least 123 points scored by each winning team. Nina's Brady Corso poured in 32 points, including 6 3-pointers, to lead his team to a win and lead all players in scoring. You can get full box scores and results at wisports.net. Between some raindrops last Friday and Saturday, the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association held its All-Star Games, featuring 6 games across 2 days between 4 teams representing the East, West, North, and South parts of the state. The East All-Stars, led by MVP CJ Trask of Oak Creek, went 3-0. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association will hold its games, split between the large school, small school, and 8-player contests, coming up on July 19th and 20th in Oshkosh. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.